I'm chasing the bus down, but I was wearing a leopard skin Lurex top.
I don't even know what to do with that as a piece of information.
Very tight white jeans. I used to love that.
You said that in a slightly salacious fashion.
I would swear you were from the 1920s. Remember going onto the internet? That was trending.
No.
Dial up.
Welcome to another episode of Judgmental. My love, what have you been judging this week?
Oh, Anton, I can tell you, seriously, I have been judging twin sets. Not any old twin sets for men. I know that comes as a huge surprise to you because it's normally a twin set and pearl for me.
Pearls.
As a dress. But I have decided that I want to wear this summer twin sets, men's twin sets, which includes a shirt and a matching short.
What do they call them? Co-ords or something?
Co-ords, darling.
Co-ords.
Yes, co-ords. And they're fabulous.
Oh,
and
really?
You know what? They're trending.
Are they?
And I love them because they're all
matchy-match.
No, elasticated waists.
Oh my God.
So if you've got a little bit of summer, you know, tire on or a summer top muffin,
wear
a summer kawong and it's going to fit.
You're going to be looking in the back pages of newspapers where they get, these trousers, the elasticated waistband.
Anton, you're going to be extremely lucky because you're going to be the first one to see them.
Oh, wait.
Yes. I've ordered them and they're all spectacular.
How many have you bought?
10.
10
or maybe
sets.
Actually 12.
Oh,
I know. In different colours and different fabrics.
Yes.
Some are see-through lace, which isn't really great on a 61-year-old. But
no, anyone can do it, you can do it.
Do I look bothered or worried?
You
am
don't?
I bothered? No.
No. Do you look 61? Definitely not.
No, definitely
no.
Not. Yeah, so that's what I've been judging. And I've noticed that some of them are really good. And you know what? For a whole fashion outfit, they're pretty inexpensive.
Oh, So affordable.
Affordable, 25 quid.
Affordable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're going to buy a pair
of 12 of them.
If you were going to buy a pair of shorts and a shirt, you would never get that for 25
no.
quid normally.
No.
And these come as little twin sets. I love them. And yes, Anton, I will be wearing my pearls with them.
Of course you will.
You know I've got a set of pearls.
Oh, I do know.
And I do like that dripping around my neck on occasion.
Excellent. Well done. Brilliant.
Yeah. Anton, tell me, what have you been judging this week?
I've been judging my eyesight.
Oh.
It's getting worse.
Is it?
Yes. I'm needing the spectacles more and more. They were just readers. Now they've gone prescription. Oh. Now I've got, I'm going to say this word to
you.
Well,
you've gone past 3.5.
No, not quite up there yet, but I have got this.
Hello, Boots sell them for 3.5.
Oh, no, I can't, no, I'm not doing that.
I'm at 2.5. Is that bad?
I'm about you for readers. I'm about there for readers.
2.5.
But the problem is, I've got the other thing. I've got listen to this. I'm
going
to say the word. I've got varifocal.
They're dangerous. I tried those and I fell down a flight of stairs. Did you know it makes you spin out and dizzy? You have to learn where to look.
I only use them for driving.
Yeah, but if you're looking down on a set of stairs, you're looking down and it goes all blurry and you spin out. They're dangerous.
I've never heard anybody do
You'd
that.
You have to tilt your head like this and walk down the stairs like that. They're a nightmare. They may feel sick. So I
gave
up on them.
I think what I'm thinking of doing, I'm thinking of getting the laser treatment.
Oh,
zap. But I hate anything in my eyes. Now, you won't suffer from this because you apply lots of eye makeup on a regular basis.
Do I?
Yes, of course. Have you not met you?
Me and Adam Ann.
And,
or Alice Cooper.
Now, I don't. But when I have to do it, I can't stand anything going in my eye, so I'm disaster.
Needle in your eye?
No, a needle.
I had that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
On the tour, do you remember? I came in with the black eye. I had a lump removed from my eye.
Oh, you had something under your eye, didn't you? You had to wear shades on stage.
Yes.
Oh, you're very stylish.
No, it was nasty. I thought it was a cancerous lump, and just in case it wasn't.
It wasn't, though.
They got rid of it.
Keep it light.
But I said, is it going to hurt? They went, you'll feel a prick. I felt more than a prick, I can tell you, darling.
Or we could get a tight 10 out of that alone, couldn't we? So I'm, well, two things. One, we're delighted it wasn't anything nasty.
Exactly.
Two, you were spending an evening in shades on stage, which made you look very cool.
That's true.
Or drunk, but stylish. And I am thinking of getting the laser treatment. I am.
Well, you know what?
People say it's revolutionised their life. It's changed their lives.
Yes, but my darling, on that note, a friend of mine had her eyes done. Well, she had them lasered first.
Yeah.
And then, it sort of after 2 years, it sort of ran out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It all came back.
Oh, really?
So it was only a 2-year fix. What she had instead was she had her lenses changed.
Oh, it sounds graphic.
No, well, it is. But you can get lenses put
get
in.
Get new lenses?
That's what you want. Because her eyes were very different. So, and yours probably are too, looking at them.
What do you mean? Mine are perfectly okay. I'm looking directly at you.
No, I'm just saying that you have either strengths or weaknesses in each of your eye at different levels. And what they do with these corrective lenses is they take your natural lens out.
Yes.
And sling in a plastic one. It's not like a glass eye. Don't worry.
It's not going to be wandering about when don't mean it to. So no, but do a double tour and then the thing just sort of rolls around in my head.
Can I just suggest that you investigate that? Because that might be a good solution.
Perhaps our listener could sort of send in recommendations.
Yes.
Or suggestions and see how they've got on with it. I've heard marvellous things about it. So I am seriously, the most seriously I've ever thought about doing it now. Yeah. I'm seriously considering it.
Good. Then I would suggest, that's a lovely thought, now go and investigate.
I shall.
Darlings, today is all about fashion. Indeed. Now, Anton, it's been hot, hasn't it?
Ooh,
I mean, it's been over 30.
It's been a beauty.
Over 30. It's been going up to 36.6 degrees.
Never.
Yeah, I know.
It's been
unheard of. I'm used to it in Australia. Yeah. But how do you dress for fashion?
For the summer. I like short. I like a short, tailored short. Actually.
Oh, I thought so.
And
what, cargo?
No.
With pleats?
No, I'll have a seam down the front. But I don't like it. Cargo, no. I don't like the side pocket affair. Don't like that. But I do, I like a linen. But the problem is a linen. Unless you're standing up all day, it's a disaster.
I don't mind the creases in linen.
Do you not?
No.
No.
Linen's for that. You know, it's meant to be relaxed, cool. Comfort, gorgeous, still stylish, very expensive.
I like that. I don't. Now, am I too old to wear a t-shirt without a collar?
Yes.
Excellent. Glad we had that chat.
I mean, I can get away with the plunging.
You've got a plunge, yes, but you've got a little collar on top. You wear a. See, I couldn't get away with the plunging V on a t-shirt.
Why not?
Why not?
Look how.
I mean,
how
that's,
deep is my plunge?
That's a beauty.
How deep
that's an old-fashioned Latin plunge. Well, there's a question. That's an old-fashioned Latin costume.
I sort of like the line of a plunging neckline.
Yeah, have you got lovely décolletage?
I have a gorgeous décolletage. And I like to show that off because it's the skinniest part of my body. Any further down and all
always starts to protrude.
The muffin top will be protruding.
I've got a hairy chest. If I do that, I look revolting.
Oh, yeah, no. You're more 118. 118 guy.
What's a 118 guy?
118. Hairy chest, big moustache.
No.
70s.
Is it?
All right. Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Who else had a hairy chest?
Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I'm very Sean Connery, Tom Selleck.
But you have to be careful with hairy chests.
Yes.
In the summer, wearing a V-neck, shirt.
No,
because you don't want 2-inch growth hanging out of your chest.
Disgusting.
It needs to be manicured. By that, I mean get the shaver onto it.
Oh, no.
Razor it down.
I have a forest of hair on my chest, it can be said.
Well, there are things called body clippers.
Are there?
Yeah, and they come with guards. So you still have the hair, but without the protrusion of 3 inches of grey hair
Why
hanging
you have
off
to
the chest.
Throw that word into it. What's the matter with him?
I said, you just got to be careful.
Yeah.
I get it. Hairy chest is no go.
No good for a plunging V.
On an aged man.
Right, shall we get on with the pod proper? Coming up as ever, the gold standard, where our resident butler bring us the secret golden envelopes to spark the conversation.
You know I love the gold standard.
You do love a golden standard. Judgy much?
Oh, I love Judgy Much
too. Oh, our quickfire judging round. And later in the show, we'll be responding to, oh, this is your favourite bit, to one of your juicy confessions in judging me.
Judging you, darlings.
Off we go. Live from the tea room, where the gossip is hot and the hemlines are under review.
This is a special report on fashion, darling.
Tonight, the looks causing shockwaves from the red carpets to revolving doors.
The outfits applauded by some
and quietly reported by others.
We're talking dangerous tailoring,
questionable textures,
sunglasses after sunset,
and bold fashion decisions made without legal representation.
From icons of effortless glamour
to ensembles hanging on by a single sequin.
So, pour yourself something fabulous and prepare for a night of strong opinions and weak styling choices.
Because when fashion is this dramatic,
someone must call it.
Welcome to Judgmental.
It's time for the gold standard.
I bring the gold.
And I bring the standards.
It's time for our butler.
One of my favourite bits.
Lovely. Oh, look, now, here we are.
I know, darling. Well, thank you, butler.
Let's dive in.
I look forward to this. Come on.
You have a voice note. And it's ringing. Oh, marvellous. Thank you very much indeed. Well done. Excellent.
Oh.
Here we go. Hello.
Hi, Craig and Anton. Paige here. I'm hoping you can help me put something to rest. Basically, I keep having this ongoing debate with my friends at the pub around leopard print.
Oh.
I love leopard print.
Oh.
My room is covered in leopard print.
Oh.
From the ceiling to the floor, wow. My bedding. It looks like Cat Slater has thrown up all over it. Can you please side with me in the fact that it is a neutral? It's my favourite colour. I love clashing it with different patterns. I do believe it's a neutral. It's like a black or a white. Do you agree?
Thank you very much indeed for your voice note.
Well, I can't.
Do we agree?
I can't agree with that. No, leopard print, that's so yesteryear. Anything in leopard skin around this area,
around
this
where?
Area.
At the clavage?
Well, just cheap, cheap, cheap. Sorry, girlfriend. Not good. No. I could have a leopard skin story.
We are all ears. We are on tenterhooks.
It brings back horror, and that's probably why I'm so adverse to it. I was doing a show called Jesus Christ Superstar.
Okay.
I was in Miss Saigon at the time.
Right, yeah.
I'd been to...
Turned up at the wrong theatre?
No.
Oh, I see.
We were doing Sunday concerts.
Of course you were.
And we were going up to Blackpool.
Naturally.
Place. And I wasn't going to dance. I was going there to sing. And I'm on the bus and we're going up. And then the bus stops for, you know, a wee stop for everyone to get a, you know, burger or whatever,
have a wee
and do all of that. A convenience stop. And then everyone piled back onto the bus. Well, I was still in the loo. The bus went without me.
How long were you having a wee for?
Well, a normal length of time, I thought. What? You know, I'm quite thorough when I'm washing my hands.
Oh, I see.
So, and obviously everyone just raced in and out.
Yeah.
So I'm chasing the bus down, but I was wearing a leopard skin Lurex top.
Of course you are.
That I got from Bangkok.
God,
and I thought I was amazing. But I was stuck then at the truck stop.
Truck stop?
Well, no, it was a
truck
service.
Stop
it was
with a leopard skin Lurex.
So I was
stop.
Knocking on I'm all
sure
the truckies.
That, well,
the
bus, you could have earned yourself a few quid.
Like some screaming queen running after the bus saying, guys tapping on the bus and no one heard me. Though no one even missed me until the sound check. And guess where I was? I was still at the petrol station. I made the show at the last minute.
No.
But I had to go in with the truckie. And I'm in massive leopard skin lurex. So no. It's brought back terrible memories. And it looks tacky. I don't know what I was thinking. And it's bad. Thinking. I mean, it would have been fashionable in probably 1920. Yeah, when everything was like exotic. But, you know.
Yeah. No, I think it's an error. I think a little, I mean, if you're going to wear it, maybe a hint. I'll tell you the thing I hate, camouflage.
Oh, I love camo.
To make camo fashionable makes me feel violently sick.
Right. Next week, doll.
Oh, don't come camo. No, won't be able to
I'm going
to
save it for the finale.
Don't.
I'm going to save it.
I might deliberately say, I can't see you, camouflaged.
Oh, I love camo.
No.
Oh, it's hot. It's no. Butch. No. It's raw. Isn't it?
I
might buy
have
you.
Have you been up all night?
I might buy you some camouflage.
No, don't buy me camo. I've got, I'll tell you what I do have. I do have a pair of leopard skin, I do have a leopard skin thong. Because I had it bought for me as a gift.
And you kept it?
And I kept it, yeah. And I wear it around the house from time to time. But that's more of a me thing.
No, I don't think it's...
What did you wear? The whole just tight lurex top thing?
It was a lurex leopard skin shirt.
Yeah, I'd have to draw a line of that. Is it not unlike what you have
not
on
Not unlike this, but leopard skin.
Wow.
It was a lot running down the slip road. I'll tell you. Onto the grassy verge, chasing after a bus.
Did you go on all fours and do like a leopard?
Actually stop. I mean, I cannot believe it did not stop. And it wasn't until that actually...
If you'd been a cheetah, you would have made it in time.
Mm, yes, exactly. So my advice is don't wear leopard skin unless you want to stand out for all the wrong reasons, darling. I mean, each to their own.
Well, yes.
But it's not a colour. That's not black, and it's not black and white, is it? Yeah. And actually, leopard skin is not a colour. It's
not neutral.
A print. And the colour of it is orange or yellow.
Or brown.
And black.
Is there brown in it?
Well, brown, yellows, blacks. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Orange, you said orange.
It's just too busy too a pattern.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to, it depends. You know, if you're going to party.
Yeah.
And you want to wear
as a leopard on all fours.
Very suitable.
Meowing. I like all of these things.
Well, actually, it's starting to sound quite interesting now.
Now you're interested, aren't you? I can tell.
Interesting.
At a truck stop. Oh, hello. Paige, thank you very much. But I think, no.
Paige, you need to really look at yourself in the mirror.
But not in leopard skin.
No, darling. Right. It's my turn, and I'm going to choose, my darling, the one that's closest to me, this one, because you know how much I love the gold standard.
Yes, you do.
My favourite era of fashion.
Oh.
That I was a part of. Well, come on, darling.
That you were a part of?
Yes, that has to be the 80s. It is my favourite era of fashion. Big shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads, yes.
I'll come epaulettes.
Big hair.
Big earrings. Massive hair. Well, of course, I was a drag queen at the time as well. But I also, when I was hairdressing,
yes,
you might
naturally
not know that, but when I was hairdressing as a teenager, while I was studying dance, that was to pay for my dance lessons, of course.
Hairdressed by day, danced by night.
That's it. Lovely. Indeed. I used to, the fashion, it was sort of Adamant, Culture Club, all of that stuff. And I used to tie rags around my calves and wear those to work. I don't know why, but
handkerchiefs.
I'd rip up old sheets and then I'd just tie them around like a whole shinful. And I loved the trench coat look as well. There were trench coats came out with shoulder pads,
big ones,
yeah, and you could cinch in the waist in,
yeah.
And what else did I love about it?
There's a familiar, a lovely familiar theme with anything that you discuss, re-clothes or anything like that. Essentially, it goes shoulders cinched in waist.
Well, yes. Now it's Very different. It's quite the opposite.
Cinched in shoulders.
I'm no longer a V-frame, darling. I'm an A-frame. I was a V, gorgeous V, but now I'm an A. So I've got
inverted V.
Yes. But also, I loved those wonderful 80s shell suits.
Oh, suits. Come God, on. No.
When they first came out, they were colourful, they were light,
horrendous.
They were bright. They were
trendy. Shell suits.
They were trendy. Come on. I think they're illegal now because they go up in flames.
I think they are sort of combustible.
You know, but
yes.
In the 80s.
If you rub too vigorously.
Everyone smoked in the 80s, of course.
Yeah.
It was trendy to smoke. And those shell suits only lasted one night out in the club.
The big phones. Do you remember the big phones?
No.
The suits.
I've never had a big phone.
Have you not?
I waited until the Sony Ericsson came out.
Did you?
Yes.
My first one was a Motorola.
Mine was the little flip Sony Ericsson, yellow, and I loved it. Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Yellow.
Yeah, you could get a text message. Like people could type something in and it would come up.
Yeah.
I mean, I did have a pager. I'm guilty of that.
Oh, no.
That was fashionable, though. Oh, hang on. Excuse me. I've just been paged.
Oh, God. Tragic.
Do you remember when faxes came in? They were trendy, too.
You know, faxes were great.
Oh, fax me. I'll fax you.
Yeah, I'll fax you, all right. Do you remember when you rung the wrong number and you got that high-pitched beep in your ear? You rung the fax number and not the phone number, landline.
Remember going onto the internet? That was trending.
No.
Dial up.
No.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that at all. That's very new.
It was quite tragic.
I think
that was more 90s. But 80s fashion, for me, big earrings, big hair, big lips, gorgeous.
Everybody's eyelashes. Everybody's highlighted in those days. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Everything was highlighted hair.
I had highlights.
Big highlighted hair.
Yeah.
I remember men had long hair as well. It was a trade. I remember Sylvester Stallone in the 80s had this long hair. And everybody had long hair. And then they had highlighted tips and stuff.
Come on, fess up.
Wet look gel.
Fess up. What's yours? Era. Come on.
But that I've been a part of.
Yes, that you've been a part of. I mean, I was part of the 70s.
Now.
Which was totally cool because there were tiny little shorts. Mm. I mean, I was a bit too
Hot
young
pants.
To be wearing all of that, but I did. Very, very, very tight white jeans. I used to love that.
You said that in a slightly salacious fashion.
Did I?
Oh, no, a little bit keen.
No, they were just wonderful, squeezing into a size 29.
Wow.
Yeah. I loved it.
Wow.
What's yours?
I like now. My favourite time is now. I look back at all the fashion over the years and it's all been pretty horrendous. I think now is great. Loving what's going on now in fashione.
Well, you don't show it by what you wear. I would swear you were from the 1920s.
I wasn't a part of the 1920s, contrary to popular belief, but if I was, I would have loved that. I love all of that stuff, dressing up and dressing for dinner. I was it bemoaned the day they'd stopped dressing for dinner? I love that. Ties have gone out of fashion. People don't wear ties anymore, and I'm disappointed.
Well, you wouldn't
want
to wear a tie in 33 degrees.
No, you don't have to wear it. There are other parts of the year.
Anton, it's summer.
Yeah, and now today, these days, I like what's going on with the summer today.
Summer in the 80s was good. Off-the-shoulder drops. We used to take a wind cheater, or what do you call them here? A wind cheater?
A gilet.
No, not gilet, darling. No, a wind cheater. A fleecy sweater.
Okay. Sounds
like a hoodie, but without the hood.
Sounds horrific.
One of them. What are they called? Come
on. Tracksuit top?
No.
Or maybe just a fleece without a top.
No, it's not entirely a fleece. But anyway, we used to cut them off. And so they'd sit off the shoulder.
Did you?
Yeah, flash dance. First, when there's nothing.
Good.
Do you know what I was saying?
Yes, I do. I can't imagine why.
Flash dance.
I remember flash dance.
Jennifer Beal.
Mm.
You know, off the shoulder drop. You'd chop out the neck and then you'd pull it cocoon down like that. And then you had one shoulder out and the other one's there. You know? Just hanging about.
I might have missed that.
Well, you know how dancers today pull up one leg,
yeah.
What is that about?
I'm not quite sure. Always wear one leg down, one leg up.
One down, one up.
Yeah, that's an odd thing, isn't it?
Like a two up, two down, is it?
No, definitely not like that. leg warmer. No one wears a leg warmer anymore in the old days.
Yeah, but they always said when we were dancing that you had to wear your leg warmers to keep your muscles warm.
Yeah, just your calves.
Well, no, well, I wore them up to my thigh.
Did you?
Yeah.
I tried the leg warmer for a while, but it just kept slipping down.
Did it?
I needed a suspender belt or something to hold my leg warmers up.
No, just a simple piece of elastic, does it?
No.
But I used to wear on my tights elastic, elasticated waist, and then roll. But, you know, that was the dance fashion. It was, of course, it was all very colourful.
High tops.
Very punk.
High tops.
Well.
The trainer.
And what about a high cut leotard that is a G string.
Oh, God, you remember all of that?
Hello.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Physical.
Yes.
Physical.
Thank God for Jane Fonda.
We're going back to those days. I mean, some of those outfits, actually, when you look back at those, when you look back at those videos from that era, it's literally soft porn. It literally is. The women all bending over, but there's like nothing there except a tiny elastic covering.
Not very much.
Not very much. I mean, yeah, full on.
Oh, the joy of being
back in the
class.
That were the good old days. Good old days. But men used to wear G-strings back then too.
I had a pal who used to wear a thong, a pink one. He used to wear a pink thong on the beach.
Well, I always wore a thong because we weren't allowed to have tan marks. So the only way
you I love this. We weren't allowed to have tan marks.
No.
What, is it like a law or something?
Yes, but if you're working in a G-string, you can't have a big old
tan mark.
What
do you mean you're working in a G-string? What sort of work would you do? I mean, it's hardly a way to sell a piece of furniture.
At the Lido de Paris, I danced in a G-string.
Fair enough.
The girls were topless.
Of course.
Yeah. And we basically, our costume was just literally a thong, nothing else, and a pair of sandals.
Oh my God.
Here's your costume, and it's like pinged at you.
Pinged at you, disappears into the palm of your hand, and a sandal.
Yes.
Wow.
That is the 80s. That is the best. And that, my friends, is the gold standard.
It's time for Judgy Much.
It's quick fire judging, dripping in style.
And this week, you, my love, are in the hot seat.
Oh.
So I want quick fire. Quick fire.
Okay, I'll be fast. I'll be furious.
I'm going to be normal then. Are you ready? Socks with sandals. Vomit.
Yes.
Gym clothes when not exercising.
Yes.
Or as we like to call it, the school run. Hats indoors.
Yes.
Ripped jeans.
Ooh, yes.
The mullet.
No.
Sequins.
Yes.
Double denim.
Yes.
Cowboys DJ. Crocs in public.
Yeah.
Leather trousers.
Ooh, tight leather trousers.
Shorts in winter.
Yes.
Flares.
Yes.
Animal prints.
No.
Sequins. I'm all in the sequins. Double denim. Please no.
Yeah,
Crocs
double denim's
in public.
Cool.
Crocs never. Leather trousers.
Why Crocs never? They're really comfortable.
Disgusting.
And they're quite fashionable.
Let's not be doing function.
You can even on Crocs get things to clip onto your holes.
I don't even know what to do with that as a piece of information. It's
you
bad
just,
enough
you
with Crocs and now you want to adorn your most repulsive piece of footwear ever. The whole thing's giving me a headache.
Well, like a tango, darling, they're called adornments. Oh, there's so many things you can actually shove in the holes on your Crocs.
I can tell you one or two things I'd like to shove in the hole.
You can put, like, I could put an Anton Dubec face on them.
Or you can have you're winning me round. Up.
You can have teddy bears. You could have a daisy. And I know how you like a daisy chain, darling. Don't you?
For anybody who's not born in the 70s, that's a reference that you'll have to ask your parents about.
What else? Oh, loads of things. I mean, if you like a sausage, you can slip one of those in a hole. If you like burgers, you can get mini burgers and they go in your hole. I mean, there's a lot of things out there that you can clip on. You could clip all your awards onto them. They'd be empty then, wouldn't they?
Thank you.
But there's lots of lovely little things you can actually put on them.
Yeah. There's not, by the way. Wear them in the garden when you're gardening. That's
fine.
It. Or when you
yeah,
get, out,
I don't
of,
think
or when you get out of the
going.
Pool.
Ants can crawl in the holes.
Oh.
Worms can get in the holes. Crocs are holy. They're not for gardening. You need a steel tap toe, darling. You need a steel capped toe for gardening. You're going to do the lawn mowing in a pair of Crocs.
No, I don't do the lawn mowing.
It's dangerous. Crocs are for wearing out to glamorous restaurants.
No, even you don't believe that.
No, I have. I have.
No,
I have worn them to Jay Sheiky's.
I don't know. What's the matter with you?
I've worn them.
Bring them in. Actually, yeah, bring them in. Bring them in. Give me something to put in the recycling.
You're so judgy.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Absolutely. Me.
Unlike you. Oh, yeah. Well, and just like that, my darlings, the quick fire round is done and dusted.
Did you disagree with anything we said? How would they? Got a little bone to pick with my impeccable standards, darling. Is that what you've got out there? Little bones, picky to pick at my impeccable standards? Outrageous. Well, I'd be surprised, darling, if anyone's going to complain about that. I think I'm just going to get full agreements.
Let us know at judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk. You can picky away at old Craigie if you so wish. I'd love to hear from you. Tell us what you think.
Or come and try your luck at judgmental.pod, darling, on our socials. Pops. Darlings, it's time for my favourite part, judging me, judging you.
Where you send in your juicy confessions and we decide whether you're in the right or the wrong. Nicely, of course.
Here we go. I don't think I'm a bad person.
You're not.
But I do... Can you not interrupt me?
I do apologise. I thought you were just making a statement. I didn't realise you were already reading.
Tais-toi. That means shut up in French. I don't think I'm a bad person, but I do think I've committed a social offence. So, for my birthday, a friend who I genuinely adore bought me a shirt. And when I say shirt, I mean a concept, a vision, a cry for help. It had patterns, plural, competing, none of them cooperating. Oh, dear.
Brilliant.
And obviously, in the moment, I did what anyone does. I performed, gasped, smiled. Oh, my God, I love it. Did I love it? No. Did I act like I loved it? Yes. I took it home, hung it up, front and centre, like I was going to wear it immediately. I thought maybe I'd warm to it. Maybe it would grow on me. Could I wear it casually? No, too loud. Could I wear it? Ironically, absolutely not. I don't have the level of self-esteem of this poor person. Oh, dear. Why don't you just chuck the...
Chuck it.
I mean, this is just torture. So eventually, I made a decision. I listed it on the secondhand site. Why would you do that? Burn it. That gives the person a chance to rebuy it.
Oh,
oh no. The other day, I ran into my friend. His birthday is coming up and he's having a party. And he said, please wear the shirt I got you for your birthday. I laughed lightly, casually, like someone who definitely still owns the shirt. So now here I am, approaching their birthday with a secret. Do I lie again? Do I say it's at the cleaners? Who dry cleans the shirt? A lot of people dry clean the shirt. What do you mean?
I dry clean shirts.
Yeah, so do I. Or do I tell the truth? Tell the truth and crush someone who thought they absolutely nailed it because they didn't nail it. And I'm about to show up to a birthday party, hoping and praying it never gets mentioned again. I don't think I'm a bad person, but if that shirt comes up, I'm prepared to lie, like my reputation depends on it. What do you think? Oh, dear. I don't know. I know what I would have done. I wouldn't have sold it. No. When I got the shirt, I'd say, ah.
Oh, I've got one of these.
What a shame it's the wrong size.
Nice.
If you're not going to lie and you're going to tell the truth, because I'd be honest, I'd say that shirt is awful. I'll never wear it. Give it to someone else. Re-gift it. Buy me a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc instead.
Actually, you should wear it after drinking a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, just if it's that bad and you hate it that much, why don't you just put it in your dress-up box? That's what I put all my things in the dress-up box. Someone might like it at a dress-up party. You know, that's the thing.
I mean, that's quite a sort of niche thing to have, really, when you're...
Well, like, a dress-up box?
Yeah, when you're not nine. I mean, I don't have a dress-up box.
That's so judgmental.
Do you think?
Have you seen my dress-up box?
I have.
It's an entire room.
I know. You have an
extension. Like racks and racks of fantastic costumes and wigs, makeup, like loads of fabulous outfits.
There are many people who have that.
I've got a pair of bouncing breasts. I've got fake bottoms. I've got everything. And people love it. So I would put that dress in the, or whatever it is, that shirt in the dress-up box.
It'd be unlikely that this person would have a dress-up box and a room designated to dressing up at parties. I have to tell you, I wouldn't have sold it on a second-hand.
No, I think that was a really...
That was an error.
That was a schoolboy.
I'd have kept that in the back of the wardrobe, especially if the friend who gave it to you is a good friend. You know that at some stage that thing's going to come up where wear that shirt for me, please.
Just keep it in the dress-up box.
Keep it in the back of the dress. Put it in the dress-up box. I think this is the
then you can get it out if you need it.
Everybody needs a dress-up box.
Yeah, but if you're not going to wear it, just say the dog ate it.
Yeah.
Say the dog or the cat ripped it apart.
I was wearing it and then somebody spilled something down it and it wouldn't come out. Red wine.
It was covered in blood.
Blood. I had
blood's a good one.
Yeah, I was going to get mugged.
Because you can't really get that out properly.
Somebody ripped my shirt. As
you need something that's going to stain it irretrievably.
Yeah. Pour something on it.
Oils.
Oils and red wine.
Yeah.
And then put it straight into the tumble dryer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean this? Oh.
Oh, no. I got a terrible accident on that.
She let that person, Anton, know and believe. She lied through her back teeth. She let that person leave that party thinking that they bought her an amazing gift that she loved.
Yeah.
Stupid. You've got to tell people the truth. You've got to go, you open the present,
no,
you go, you know, darling, thank you so much, but I'll never wear it. Do you mind if I re-gift it?
Or do you mind if you exchange it for something else?
Or exchange it for something that I actually will wear? Because it's fucking awful. And I'll never wear it.
A little bold, I was going to say. But, your description is probably more suitable by the terms of things.
I'm really interested to see it. Because I'd probably wear it.
You'd probably wear it, but then I don't think that's anything to go by. Well, listen, my love, good luck with that. Let us know how it goes if you manage to blag your way out of it. Turn up a bit late. Hope he's had a few drinks and doesn't think to ask about the shirt.
And if you'd like your opportunities, darling, to be very kindly and lightly judged by us, send your stories to, come on, Anton,
judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
That's judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
And we promise to be nice, don't we?
We do. I'm always nice.
Thank you, my loves, for tuning into this wonderful episode of Judgmental.
Absolutely. We'll be back next week, darling, with a whole host of more drama and scandal and truly astonishing levels of pettiness.
Until then, you can keep in touch with us at judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
Or find us strutting our stuff at judgmental.pod, darling, on all socials.
I've been Anton Dubec.
And I have been, of course, Craig Revel, glamorous, gorgeous fashion icon, always.
And we'll see you next time.
Indeed.